The Coffee Break Liberty Podcast, Episode 48. Hello and welcome back, everybody, to the Coffee Break Liberty Podcast with me, your host, Leo Sowers, and the Liberty Dog himself, Gino. He is here, as always, by my side. And we are so glad that you are here once again with the Coffee Break Liberty Podcast. Before we jump into this episode, I want to remind you guys about the store at coffeebreakliberty.com. So when you go to coffeebreakliberty.com, in the upper portion of the page, there is a store tab. And I want you to click on that store tab. When you do, you're going to see the best mugs, bumper stickers, t-shirts, laptop cases, phone cases. And when you do buy something from that store, it supports the podcast and it supports Coffee Break Liberty Racing as well. Yeah, that's right. There's a race team out there that I've decided to slap this name on. And also, when you go to coffeebreakliberty.com, I want you to stick around, hang out on the main page for about 10 to 15 seconds, and you should get hit with a prompt to sign up for the newsletter. And I'm telling you, sign up for that newsletter, because you ain't going to get flooded in your inbox with newsletters. I've not sent one out yet. But what you will get instantly is a discount code for 10% off of your first order from the coffeebreakliberty.com store. So once again, go to coffeebreakliberty.com, click on that store tab, and get yourself a mug. And the first topic of this week's podcast is the lab leak theory has now been backed by the Department of the Energy for some reason. Not really sure why they're looking into the lab leak theory, but it is a government agency that now, another government agency, I should say, that backs the lab leak theory. And, it, you know, it is what it is, right? Like, if you think it happened from a lab leak, okay, you're probably right. I agree with you. But if you think it happened from a wet market, hey, you know, you can think that too. The implications are very different, right? Like, if it happened with a lab leak, then that means there was illegal activity potentially. You know, I'm not a lawyer and I don't really follow who's supposed to be doing what with what money. But there was definitely something dangerous going on. We can all agree on that. If it was a lab leak, right? Some people may say, oh, no, it wasn't illegal. Some would say, oh, it was. I think everybody could agree it's probably morally questionable. We'll sit on the fence with that one. Morally, it's questionable because there are reasons to, I think there are valid reasons to do this kind of research. If that's why they were doing this kind of research, I don't know. They may have been doing it for nefarious reasons, but I digress, right? It's the lab leak theory. It's in the front page or whatever. Again, you know, if you follow the whole COVID thing, and the reaction from those that called all of us ridiculous is, you know, they said, oh, you guys are stupid. You don't know what you're talking about. How could it be a lab leak? You don't know what you're doing. There's a laboratory in Wuhan that specializes in these kind of viruses and researching them. There's no way that that would happen and it could have leaked from the laboratory. No way. No way whatsoever. Those people, they're just doubling down. None of them are coming back saying, hey, we were wrong. It looks like, you know, this lab leak thing makes a lot more sense now. Even if it took them this many times, you know, they're still just doubling. No, you guys are idiots. You don't know. You don't know any better. And it just shows you how divided and how encamped people can be in their belief systems. It's a little troubling, I think, too, though, to call COVID and the origin of the virus a belief system, but that's what it is. You know, that's what it, for some people it's akin to religion, right? It's, as we've talked about before on this podcast with government, you know, people start leaving religious institutions over decades and decades and decades, they have to replace it with something, and they replace it with either science, or they replace it with government, they replace it with other institutions, they replace it with education. Oh man, have they replaced it with education. You know, tell a teacher or a superintendent that you think, you know, maybe that they're not doing a good job. That is blasphemy, right? Tell them that, you know, hey, I don't think what you're teaching these kids is really worthwhile, or I don't like what you're teaching these kids, or whatever you want to tell a superintendent, right? That is blasphemy as akin to religion, as akin to somebody, you know, blaspheming against God, right? And that's what's going on now with the lab leak theory again. I don't even like putting the word theory next to it because I think it's what happened. It makes the most sense of what happened. And you're seeing those that called us idiots, that called, you know, said again, right? The same people. None of them are backing up. This is, you know, a couple months ago I had something about, what was it? They wanted an apology from us. Or no, they wanted to apologize and get on with the lie. Well, they didn't even want to apologize. They just thought we should forgive them. And that's the problem. They don't apologize. You know, eventually this whole lab leak theory, let's just go down the road 10 more months or whatever, or a year or 2 years, whatever, and it comes out that, yep, okay, it's confirmed, like, without a doubt, they've got the paperwork, the smoking gun, somebody even comes out from the lab and says, yep, it leaked from the lab, whatever, whatever. Those people will just ask to be forgiven. They won't apologize. And that is one of the hardest parts. That is one of the most difficult things for us to do, right? We've got to listen to these people. And I know a lot of people that will not forgive them. They won't forgive them. And I can understand why. I mean, these people, just, you know, for some people, they lost their livelihoods, right? The impact on them for standing their ground was far greater than the impact on me for standing my ground. I didn't lose anything. Some people lost everything. I lost friends. But, you know, honestly, like, if I'm going to lose friends over that, they were never friends in the first place. That's what you just have to realize, which is sad. But we're still talking about this 3 years later now. I mean, what, almost 3 years to the 3 years to the month before the world went real sideways. But you're seeing it on all the major networks, all the talking heads that called us all fools, said we didn't know what we were talking about. Again, it looks like we may have had, you know, we may have been able to deduce what was going on by just looking around at the situation at hand. The one thing, though, that you can point to, if it is the lab leak, like, you know, if it, you confirm that it's the lab leak theory, there were a lot of people that lied under oath in congressional hearings. A lot of people. Dr. Fauci being one of them. That's kind of the big thing, I think. Really, you know, no legal action would really be taken against China. It would just be like, oh, you guys are bad. And then they'd be like, yeah, well, where'd the money come from? Well, it came from the U.S. So nothing, I think, would really happen on that large scale. But you would have a lot of people that could be held under, you know, tried for perjury or lying to Congress or lying under oath, whatever, you know, whatever technicality it is. And nothing would happen to these people anyways, because, yeah, we've seen it too. Fauci is a religion as well. He's now a religious figure to many people. I think that is one of the bigger things that can come out of it. But call me a pessimist on this one. I don't think anything will happen. It's usually the way things go like that. You know, there's different classes of the justice system, right? And you and I, we're in the class that we get thrown in jail and go to prison. The Faucis and politicians of the world, they're in that class where that doesn't happen to them. They don't even go to trial. That said, though, you know I always try to leave a story on a good, positive note. We're being vindicated, it looks like. And, you know, some people are going to run around and gloat and brag and put it in people's faces, but this is an opportunity. You're going to see some people this is going to wake some people up. They're going to be like, wait a minute. Okay, this is making a lot more sense. Now you may sit there and say, hey, you know, why did they not see this? Hey, I don't know why they didn't see this earlier, but you can chalk it up to all the government propaganda that's been going on for the past 3 years now, just on this issue alone. So this is going to wake some people up. Don't berate them. Befriend them, right? Help them along in figuring this out and make sure they don't take the black pill while they take the red pill. Make sure they take the white pill. Let them know that we're going to win this. We're going to be vindicated if we're not already, to those that pay attention, right? We're seeing it with the lab leak theory. We're seeing it definitely with the vaccines. I mean, this is the uselessness and of that whole charade, but we're going to win this. And the second topic I want to talk about is the other thing that's going on currently in the news is the January 6th tapes being released by Tucker Carlson and the reaction, just the whole farce that it is. Okay, so it has come out, you know, for those not tracking, the Speaker of the House gave Tucker Carlson and his crew access to all, allegedly, all the tape footage from January 6th. Over 41,000 hours worth of footage from CCTV and whatever else they had. I'm sure there was some stuff that they didn't have, or that they did have and they didn't give them, though, too. I'm sure there were some assets that they did not give them, but that's a different topic. The reaction to this from the other media sources, it was as expected, right? How could you give it to Tucker Carlson? He once suggested that the election was stolen. You can't give this information to Tucker Carlson. He'll just distort it and blah, blah, blah. Of course he will. And you guys would do the same. So they're literally upset about him doing exactly what they would do if they were the only ones with access to the footage. He released it this week. He released that footage, you know, edited to his advantage. Fair. But some of it was pretty telling, too. The big thing that he focused on was the QAnon shaman and how he was led around the Capitol building by Capitol Police. You know, totally different narrative than we were all told. And of course, the former Capitol Police chief, or maybe he still is, he was really upset about this. You can't just depict this guy and that's supposed to be the whole situation. And he's right. He's got a point. But this is also evidence that we learned was withheld during court, during the guy's trial. So we'll see what happens with that in the future, because that sounds like you could definitely call for a mistrial if you're withholding evidence. And I think that's one of the biggest things that is coming out of this, but who knows what will happen with this information. But that some of this information, some of these tapes, this footage was withheld when people went to court and are now serving time. You know, the QAnon shaman, he's got a 4-year sentence. Now, he pled guilty, so I don't know, maybe you could say, hey, well, he pled guilty. I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know what happens if you plead guilty. Like, how much of discovery does it matter then? I don't know. But a lot of information has come out of this, you know. And the reaction, like I said, by the establishment is, how could you do this? This is going to be edited to your advantage. Well, wait a minute. How are you going to edit something? Like, it's not like they're removing, you know, people, for, you know, changing the video or whatever. Yeah, they might, you know, show the QAnon shaman in a much different light than what MSNBC did. But fair enough. You know, if you've got one side of the political spectrum showing him as some lunatic out there trying to kill people, and then it's, you show a tape of the exact opposite, well, then what are you supposed to believe? None of them. That's the answer. You don't believe any of them. They're all lying to you. But why would they be concerned about, you know, if this video footage wasn't going to damage the narrative that this was some riot, it was a bunch of lunatics running around destroying stuff, if all these videotapes were not going to destroy that narrative, then they shouldn't care. But it's tearing down that narrative. You know, we're seeing it now. We're seeing this narrative fall apart, and that's what they're worried about. They got caught again lying about what happened. Now, one could say, well, they only dealt with what they had, you know, and Fox ran with it one way and MSNBC ran with it another. Fair enough. But we know exactly why they ran with it one way versus the other. Nothing but political reasons, right? Nothing but other than that. And these corporate media outlets continue to lie to you every day. You cannot, and I know I'm preaching to the choir, but you cannot turn on your television and, when you turn on your television, I'm telling you, it's lying to you. They're lying to you about something if you're watching the news. I don't know what it is, but it's something. I guarantee it. They're not giving you the full story. They're giving you, you know, how could you even think you're going to get the full story in 4 minutes of airtime? 7 at most. You're not going to get the full story. You're not going to get the truth from these people, especially when many of these people work for the sponsors or have connections with the sponsors of the network. No, I have a family member, and I joke about it from time to time with him, and he tells me, "Oh, well, I don't watch Fox News, or I don't watch MSNBC. I watch and listen BBC." Great. It's state propaganda. That's literally what BBC is. I'm not saying it's better or worse, but goodness, it's not better. It's not by any degree better. It's just state propaganda, and it's unfortunate. That's what you're gonna find on these major conglomerates, right? If you're turning on the TV, it's state propaganda brought to you by Pfizer. It's state propaganda brought to you by Lockheed Martin. It's state propaganda brought to you by fill in the blank of a large contributor to that network, a large advertisement space buyer. Because you'll never see that network speak out against them, right? Being aware of this, that you all are, that's why you're here. Being aware of this gives you the advantage. It's unfortunate that this is the world we live in, but let's understand too, this is the way journalism has been forever. It's always been propaganda to some extent, right? If it's not government propaganda, it's propaganda against the government generally, right? We understand that. This show, it's propaganda against the government and their lies. You get what I'm saying, right? It's a message with a slanted point of view. I mean, that's why you're here. You like the point of view, or maybe you don't, and you're like, well, I just want to hear what this knucklehead and a microphone and his goofy dog have to say. The dog doesn't say much, but his Twitter is still, it's still pretty good. But you are at the advantage because you understand this. Most people don't. What's also terrifying though is that some people do, and they'll still turn the TV on. Well, I got to see what lies they're telling me today. Why? Why would you put any effort? Turn it off. Go talk to your neighbor. Turn it off. Go for a walk. Get some sunlight. It's good for you. But by coming here, I mean, I don't do a show every day where I talk about the new topics and this, that, and the other, but I talk about some things that maybe you didn't know about or maybe you did know about, and we just discuss them a little bit. By coming here, yeah, you're going to get my point of view on it, my take. Hey, it's my show. But I'm not going to straight up lie to you like Fox News or MSNBC or CNN or NPR or OAN. I'm not going to lie to you. Those other guys, they will. So by coming here, you're taking the white pill, because how do I try to end every segment, right? I remind you, every episode, I remind you guys, we're going to win this. We're smarter than them. Imagine we're up against people that, have to lie and they're not even good at it. We're up against people that don't understand that their network is spewing state propaganda. We're up against a bunch of people that don't even understand what they're putting out there. Now, that makes them a little dangerous, but they're not clever. They're not smart. They don't even recognize what they're doing. That's not a trait you want in somebody, right? That's not a trait of somebody that thinks for themselves. That's not a trait of somebody that has the ability to think for themselves. That's who we're up against, these buffoons. We're gonna win this. All right, guys, and that's gonna wrap it up for this week. But before I sign off, I want to remind you all about the affiliate program that I am a part of. So once again, when you go to coffeebreakliberty.com, in the upper portion of the page, next to the store tab, there is an affiliate tab. And more affiliates are coming too, by the way, and sponsors related to the racing program, but I'll talk about those once they get added. But in the meantime, the one that is up there is the one I've been having for a long time, and that's Bluehost. Bluehost is the web hosting company that hosts this website and podcast. So when you click on that affiliate tab, you're going to get to read about my affiliate program that I have with them. So in short, everybody should have a website, and you should have your website hosted by Bluehost. And when you use my link, you'll not only get a discounted rate, but you will also get free publicity on the podcast, all the social media accounts, to include the Facebook page, the Twitter page, the Instagrams, all that stuff. So you're going to reach thousands of people right away with your new website if you use the affiliate link with Bluehost and get your new website. So once again, go to coffeebreakliberty.com, check out that affiliate program. And if you're thinking about getting a website, which you should, use my affiliate tab. Save a few bucks, get free publicity. As a reminder too, if you guys really like this show, be sure to leave a review. It really helps us in the algorithms. And we are on iTunes, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. I always forget what they're, maybe that's what it's always called. I always forget. But we're out there. We're always on the webpage as well. Share this show with a friend, especially one that needs to hear it. But until the next time, guys, take care.